The moment you step into a new leadership role, an invisible timer starts counting down. Those initial 90 days will define your trajectory more powerfully than you might imagine. Why? Because first impressions stick, patterns get established, and momentum builds, either for success or struggle. Think about it. When was the last time you saw someone recover from a disastrous first few months in a new position? It rarely happens. With the average executive experiencing over 13 major role transitions during their career, mastering this transition period isn't just helpful, it's essential. Whether you're joining a new company, taking on a promotion, or leading through organizational change, these crucial first 3 months represent your greatest opportunity to establish credibility, build relationships, and set the right direction. Ever wonder why brilliant executives sometimes crash and burn in new roles? The answer often lies in predictable transition traps. The most dangerous? Believing that what made you successful before will automatically work now. Imagine a marketing director promoted to VP who keeps micromanaging her team instead of focusing on strategy. Within months, she's drowning in details while major initiatives stall. Other common traps include acting too quickly without understanding the landscape, trying to do too much at once, or arriving with prepackaged solutions before diagnosing the real problems. Perhaps most dangerous is focusing exclusively on business issues while neglecting cultural and political dimensions. Success isn't about working harder, it's about working smarter by recognizing that transitions require a fundamental mindset shift. Your goal is reaching the break-even point where your contribution exceeds the organization's investment in you as quickly as possible. Leaders who apply systematic transition principles reach this critical juncture up to 40% faster than those who don't. Before effectively leading others through transition, you must first lead yourself. This starts with honestly assessing your vulnerabilities and strengths in your new context. Moving up means balancing breadth and depth differently, focusing more on the big picture while maintaining enough detailed knowledge to make informed decisions. Your influence style must evolve too. As one executive discovered, "I used to think being right was enough. Now I realize I need to bring people along, even when my analysis is spot on." Communication becomes more formal as you ascend, requiring greater attention to how messages cascade through the organization. What makes transitions especially challenging is how they trigger our deepest insecurities. When facing new challenges, many leaders experience imposter syndrome, the fear they'll be exposed as frauds. This anxiety leads to defensive behaviors that undermine effectiveness. The antidote? Relearn how to learn. Approach your role with humility and curiosity. Recognize that feeling uncomfortable isn't just normal, it's necessary for growth. The day you stop pretending to have all the answers is the day you start becoming a better leader. Some leaders seem to grasp complex situations remarkably quickly, not by magic, but by method. They approach learning strategically, treating it as an investment process rather than random activity. Consider Chris, who took over a European division and spent his first month buried in financial reports while neglecting cultural dynamics. When he finally proposed changes, he encountered resistance he hadn't anticipated. To avoid this mistake, approach learning with a clear agenda. Formulate hypotheses about what's happening and systematically test them. Focus on five dimensions: technical, how things work; cultural, how people behave; political, how decisions get made; team dynamics; and stakeholder expectations. Identify the best insight sources, recognizing different people hold different puzzle pieces. Look for natural historians, long-tenured employees who understand the company's evolution, and integrators who work across boundaries and see the big picture. Structure your learning through consistent methods. In one-on-ones, ask, what's working well? What's not? If you were me, what would you focus on first? Group discussions can reveal team dynamics and highlight areas of consensus or conflict. Remember that learning isn't just about gathering information, it's about processing and applying it. The most valuable hour of your week might be the one where you close your door, turn off your phone, and simply think about what you've learned and what it means. Would a doctor prescribe identical treatment for every patient, regardless of symptoms? Of course not. Yet many leaders apply one-size-fits-all approaches to organizational challenges with predictably poor results. The STARS model provides a framework for diagnosing your situation and tailoring your strategy accordingly. Startup, creating something new. Turnaround, saving a failing operation. Accelerated growth, managing rapid expansion. Realignment, fixing an underperforming but not failing operation. Sustaining success, preserving a winning formula. Each situation demands a different approach. In a turnaround, you'll need to make tough decisions quickly and focus on short-term wins. In a realignment, you'll need more patience to help people recognize the need for change when there's no obvious crisis. In a sustaining success situation, your challenge is improving performance without fixing what isn't broken. Most leaders don't face pure star situations, but manage a portfolio of challenges. You might oversee a division needing realignment while launching a new product and turning around an underperforming team. The key is diagnosing each component accurately and applying the appropriate strategy to each. Successful transitions require proactively shaping relationships through what Watkins calls negotiating success. This involves five key conversations. 1. The situation conversation. Use the STARS framework to align on business challenges and identify pressing issues. 2. The expectations conversation. Define specific success metrics, deliverables, and timelines. 3. The resource conversation. Secure necessary budget, staff, political support, and information access. 4. The style conversation. Establish working dynamics, meeting cadence, and decision-making protocols. 5. The personal development conversation. Clarify performance evaluation criteria and growth opportunities. These conversations should be ongoing dialogues, not one-time events. When managing multiple bosses, prioritize the most influential while maintaining respect for all. Apply this same framework with your direct reports to facilitate their transition under your leadership. First impressions of new leaders tend to stick, making early wins essential for building credibility and momentum. These initial successes set the stage for long-term effectiveness. Consider Elena, who took over a struggling retail division. Instead of attempting wholesale changes, she focused on visible customer service improvements through new metrics, employee recognition, and personal involvement. Quick improvements in customer satisfaction scores earned her the credibility for deeper reforms. Effective transitions happen in waves, starting with learning and early wins before progressing to more substantial changes. Choose early wins that matter to stakeholders and align with strategic goals rather than pursuing easy victories that don't advance key priorities. Early wins should exemplify desired organizational changes. If building collaboration, involve cross-functional teams. If emphasizing customer focus, deliver clear customer benefits. When transitioning from peer to leader, address the role change directly, then pursue wins that demonstrate commitment to team success rather than personal advancement.